It is true. All our hope is found in Jesus. That's Crowder on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Well, as you know, Ryan is still out for the week. He will be returning on Monday. But we still have the What Day Is It game to do here, and I have a little help with me this morning. It's LaDonna Alvarado.
Yay! Good morning.
Oh, you're here and you're always chipper self. Good morning.
It's a good day. I'm excited because the last time that we played this game, we got it.
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe that's boosting my confidence right now. I feel good about it. I hope that you feel good about it, too.
I do. It's been a good week. I don't think Anna and I did very well yesterday, but today's a new day. Well, anyway, here's how the game works. As Ryan is quick to say, there is a holiday on every day of the year. Ryan takes two actual holidays and puts them in this game, and then he makes up a third day, and it is up to the two of us and the Kinship Radio family to try and decide which of the 3 days Ryan offers us is the day that he made up. Now, because Ryan is gone, he has pre-recorded some options for us to consider, and so are you ready to hear which days Ryan has picked for us to choose from?
Yes, let's see what he has.
Okay, Ryan, what days do we have to choose from today?
All right, let's get to it. So here are your options for the What Day Is It game for July 17th. First off, we have National Raspberry Sherbet Day. Raspberry Sherbet, or Sherbet, if you want to be fancy. Or Sherbet, or Sorbet, whatever. Raspberry Sherbet Day. Second, we have World Emoji Day. You like using emojis? Today's your day, World Emoji Day. And then thirdly, we have National Yellow Pig Day. I'll let you read the description on that one.
Oh, my. This is going to be interesting. Okay. National Raspberry Sherbet Day.
This could be a discussion all on its own.
Just because the pronunciation.
Yes, when he was saying that, I was like, okay, did you just say I think at first he said sherbet.
I think so.
I don't know. I've always known it as sorbet.
And see, I thought sorbet and sherbet were different.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Love it.
Oh, sure. Delicious. But yet I have a problem because I've always pronounced it as sherbet, and I don't see an R at the end of that word either. So, but, you know, I'm...
Sherbet?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's delicious.
It is.
No matter what.
Yes, absolutely.
How you say it, it's delicious.
What do you think about that one?
Could be. It could be. It is our food of the 3 days.
That's right.
Sure, yeah. Just raspberry cold deliciousness. Mm-hmm. We'll just call it that. Okay. World Emoji Day. You know how long it took me to get into the whole emoji thing?
No. Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
I love emojis.
I know you do. I know you do. Mm-hmm.
If there was an emoji for me right now, it would be that yellow face with like the eyes closed and a big grin on it. That would be me.
As of like right now?
Yes. Or most of the time.
Okay. Now, if it were, if you were to do that, send that emoji to me, I would be hard-pressed to do the colon and the capital D
in
the text back. That's where I'm sitting right now with the emojis.
Wow. Love it.
I know.
I love that. Yep. Okay.
In fact, I just sent somebody the semicolon and the parentheses to send like the winky.
Oh, the winky smiley
the winky
face.
See? That's where I am.
I love that. That's good.
Yeah. And I see, you know, Ryan does a sheet that he's prepared for us here, too. And he's got a couple of emojis on here. I didn't even know that those faces came in blue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. That's a globe.
There's so many emojis out.
For the World Emoji Day.
So many.
On the calendar. There's a little calendar one here. Oh, Ryan. Wow. I'm old.
You just have to open up your phone and look at the emojis. There's pages on pages and pages and pages.
Like, I'm going to go that far?
I think it's kind of fun, but okay. And the National Yellow Pig Day.
Speaking of going far, let's talk about yellow pigs.
I think it's so strange that it has to be true. That's okay. Just my take on it.
He said to read the write-up. So apparently Yellow Pig Day originated in the 1960s when two math students from Princeton spent a long time analyzing the number 17.
What does that have to do with anything?
I have
anything?
No idea. Apparently they went a little crazy and decided to invent the concept of a yellow pig with 17 toes and 17 teeth.
What?
I don't know, but they celebrate it with cake, carols, and general revelry.
Now I don't know if I like that day. I think it might be... is it even too strange for LaDonna to like?
I don't know. Okay. But, you know, my father was an engineer, and he went to school in the late 1960s. And honestly, I could see my father something like that.
Okay. There's a clue there.
I know. These are amazingly awful. Amazingly awful.
World Emoji Day. That one kind of sticks with me because of the just the simple phrase World Emoji
yes,
Day.
That troubles me. That's the one I don't like.
Okay.
Are we going to go with that one?
I'm down. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to say World Emoji Day is the fake one.
Okay. Let's do it.
Ooh. Okay. I'm nervous. Ryan, which day did you make up?
The day I made up today? National Raspberry Sherbet Day.
Oh.
There is no such day as National Raspberry Sherbet Day, which makes me kind of sad because I really like it.
Wow.
And we argued about the pronunciation of that word for so long, and it's not today.
It should be, though. That sounds like a perfect treat for summer.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, you did good this time.
Yeah, he did. Oh, LaDonna, thank you so much.
Of course. We tried.
We
it was
tried.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now the emoji will be the happy face with the tongue sticking out. Mm.
You'll have to show me how to make it.
Okay.
All right. Here's Benjamin William Hastings and Abandoned on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.